Welcome to Nick's podcast, The Insanity of God. We pray that God will bless you in what you're about to hear.
And so I interview this brother and sister that sort of redeemed the time, but not anything near the quality of what I had done for 12 hours in that quiet room. And, you know, I'm not really happy with God. And I step down off the stage and they say, where you're going? Well, in my mind, I'm going to get in the bed before the other four guys do. And they say, where are you going? I said, I guess I'm not going anywhere as I step back on the stage. And they said, it's time for you to teach us. Now that we've talked to you, you need to give back. And I said, what is it that you want to teach? You want me to teach you? They said, well, Dr. Nick, you're the seminary person. No one here has a doctorate from the seminary. You've heard us say that 40% of us have been to prison for evangelizing, planting the church, pastoring, whatever. That means that 60% of us have yet to go to jail. Why don't you teach us how to prepare for prison? I haven't had that course. Have you had that course? Have any of you guys had this course? I haven't had that course. And I thought, okay, God, this is your turn for sure, because I have no clue what to do. And so I just decided to tell the stories of the former Soviet Union, the setting of Somalia. And as I told the stories of the evangelists, the pastors, all the persecution in other parts of China and the Soviet Union, they began to pick out from the stories, look how these people knew Jesus. Look how they knew large portions of the Bible. Look how they knew their songs. Look how they knew how to pray for each other. And as they're pulling out those truths from the stories that I'm just narrating, I hear a noise and I look over there and there's Daryl and Daryl waving their arms trying to get my attention. I go, oh no, not you two again. And they're walking through the people making their way up. And as they get to the little platform, I see that they've got tears running down their face. And they sort of make me stand back and they get in front of me. And the first words out of their mouth were, listen to this man. Listen to this man. We went to prison. We were arrested because we are Christians. But many of you were arrested and you went to prison and you led thousands of people to Jesus while you were in jail. But when we were arrested, we barely knew who Jesus was. We did not know how to pray. We did not know our Bible. We did not know our songs. We knew so little that we've got to confess to you and we want to ask you for forgiveness for the first time. That we spent 3 years in prison and we hid. And while you all started churches, we never shared our faith with one person and we want to ask you for forgiveness today. You have made us leaders of a house church just because we went to jail, but you never ask us what we did while we're in the jail. And they said, listen to this man. Listen to this man. You can only grow in suffering and persecution what you have when you are not being persecuted. You can only take into persecution what you learn, what you know, what you believe before the persecutors come. Listen to this man. Listen to this man. This is the day that you prepare for persecution, not after it starts. And I had to say to God, Lord, forgive me. Now I know why you want me to interview Daryl and Daryl so that they could give a testimony such as this. And so I went to step off the stage and they said, where are you going? And I said, I think I'm going to pass out. I'm so tired. They said, you know, we've told you, we asked you if Jesus has made it to other countries, and you said yes. And we asked you if they were persecuted like us, and we want to ask you again, about people in other countries and how they're persecuted. And I chose to tell them about what had happened to Somali believers and how they were wiped out, and believers from another Gulf country. And as I told them about the depth of the persecution of Muslims in this country, 150, 170 people sat as if they were carved from stone. No expressions, no sounds, nothing. And I thought, wow, this was a big hit. And I stumbled off the stage and made it to that small hut of a room and that small cot, and I just fell asleep until about 6 o'clock in the morning. I hear all of this yelling and screaming and noise, and I go, oh no, there's too many people here. We've been here too long. The security police have found us. They're going to jail, and I'm going to go back to Ruth. They're going to throw me out of the country. And so I go rushing out of my little room, and there's no policeman there, no outsiders there. There's just all these brothers and sisters sitting and laying on the ground, and they're holding their heads, and they're holding their chest, and they're pulling on themselves, and they're rocking and wailing. And I look at this, and I go over to my interpreter, and I say to him, what's going on? And he said, Nick, just listen to what they're saying. I said, I don't speak any Chinese. I don't have a clue. He said, just be quiet for once. And he took me by the hand, and we started walking among the people, and I could hear them crying out the names of these two countries that I had talked about the evening before. And they're crying out, Somalia, 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 and that Gulf state country, 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 country. And the interpreter looked at me and he's crying. He said, they were so moved by the stories of believers in other countries that are really persecuted that they promised God they would get up an hour earlier every day the rest of their life to pray for the believers in those countries until Jesus was known throughout those countries. Why have they become 400,000, 700,000 to 100 million? These people know how to pray, and they know how to pray for other believers. See, the Bible doesn't command us to put somebody's picture in the paper or in a magazine and say, pray for this persecuted brother, which just paints him as a target. It doesn't even say, pray for so-and-so by name. It says, it commands us to pray for our brothers and sisters in chains, in bonds, and we don't have to know specific information. And that's what believers are doing in China right now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to know more about our ministry, just go to nickripkin.com.